U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley checking in this morning here on AM Quad Cities at 8:00. Dan and Dan, good morning to you, Senator. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be with both Dans. How's that?
Yeah. We make it really easy to remember.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. We appreciate you doing this too, because Senator Grassley is with us so it's nice to have somebody to talk to you right there in Washington, D.C. Let's start with this, Senator Grassley. U.S. Supreme Court, we're waiting to hear what's going to happen as far as health care subsidies go. If the Supreme Court comes out and says the subsidies to states that signed up for the federal subsidies for states that did not set up their own exchange are illegal, what then? What do you propose we do?
I expect that there's somewhere between 30,000 and 60,000 Iowans get the tax credit to help buy health insurance, and 6 million people nationally that would be out if the Supreme Court rules against President Obama. And through no fault of their own, I think that we ought to continue that help for a period of 18 months to 2 years. Now, beyond that, I'm not saying it shouldn't continue, but we want to make sure that needed changes to Obamacare are not short-circuited by, let's say, just simply continuing what the president has done if the Supreme Court says that he's acted in a non-constitutional way. I guess another way of saying it, we would like to have health care reform, meaning reform of Obamacare, or a lot of people would say just repeal it, but nobody's going to repeal it and say what we used to have is okay. So there's going to be either reform or replacement.
If we did want to continue that, what would we do? If we're going to repeal Obamacare, what would the replacement be?
I'm not going to give you 100% of all the ideas that float around Washington, but let me give you medical malpractice reform, selling insurance across state lines, greater use of health insurance, reduction of some of those things that puts the government between you and your doctor, but maybe continuing some things that are in Obamacare, like let's say insurance companies take you regardless of pre-existing conditions, and maybe children being on their father and mother's health insurance until a certain age, like right now it's 26.
Would you be for requiring people to have health insurance then?
No. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because I should have mentioned that as one of the things that we think is a violation of the Commerce Clause, because never in 230-year history of the country has a government made you do something that you maybe don't want to do. The government's always telling you you can't do something, this or that, but they never said you had to buy something that maybe you don't want to buy.
If you tell an insurance company that you cannot deny somebody with a pre-existing condition, but you also tell people they don't have to sign up for insurance, the math on that's not going to work out, because then why would somebody sign up for insurance until they needed it?
Okay, here's what we would do. You would have to buy insurance a certain period of time before you used it, or if you had insurance and felt you didn't want to take it after you had an operation, let's say, and maybe you didn't need it, that there might be a year or 18 months before you could get into the insurance company again. In other words, to overcome people buying insurance just when they need it, as opposed to what insurance is supposed to do to give you overall protection.
I tell you what, I agree with that, you know, the taking the state limitations away, because I think health insurance should work, you know, we should try to do it much more like car insurance, and it really tying it to an employer, making an employer pay for it, tying it to your employment is probably one of the worst things I think over years that has happened to health insurance. You lose your job, you lose your insurance, and that was a bad plan.
Yeah, do you know that goes back to World War II?
Right,
And we had wage and price controls in World War II.
Right.
So one of the things insurance companies started to do was employers gave you free health insurance, and it was decided not to be taxable. And then what you have described it, but let me give you some detail. In other words, when third party starts paying for something, then it gets overutilized and misused, as opposed when you have to make a decision to spend the first dollar.
Yep, that's exactly right.
You understand insurance very well, and you understand one of the major reasons that health care costs have, until the last 3 or 4 years, over a period of 50 years, they probably have gone 2 or 3 times the rate of inflation.
Yeah, well, the same thing happens with colleges. You know, all of a sudden there's a big, giant influx of money, and guess what? The cost of college goes up. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
We're speaking with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. And, Senator, I don't know if you had really too much time to consider it, but there was some breaking news this morning, or at least here in the last 24 hours, about the way the U.S. is going to deal with hostages, allowing people to actually talk to them and maybe negotiate and pay them. Any thoughts on that?
Well, the downside is that with the government changing that policy, it may encourage terrorists to take more American hostages, because one of the ways they finance their operation is through settlement for hostages, bribing people to give them money, sometimes returning the hostage, and sometimes actually executing the hostage. Because we had one American family that gave a lot of money to one of these terrorist groups, and their family member was beheaded anyway.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things where you feel like if a family, if they have the money, I mean, if it was your family, you'd do it.
Would you want to try, yeah.
But as far as policy goes, it's something that we probably should not be encouraging, I think.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
But I think that's going to encourage terrorists to take more hostages.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Senator Grassley, can we get you to hold on here for just a couple moments?
Yeah, I can be around until about 23 after the hour.
Okay, until about 23 after the hour.
Well, I've got a committee meeting at 9:30,
right,
and it takes a while to get there.
Got you. Right. Hold on just a second.
We'll be right back with you, sir.
If you would. It is 8:15 with Dan and Dan here at AM Quad Cities. More with Chuck Grassley coming up.
Hello, this is Gary Kleinschmidt, Branch Director with RBC Wealth Management. We are excited to welcome Malcolm Celine to our Davenport branch office. Malcolm comes to RBC Wealth Management after 7 years with Morgan Stanley. He will be working closely with his brother, Phil Celine, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor, and his registered client associate, Courtney Rodriguez. They became part of our RBC family last June. Please don't hesitate to contact Malcolm Celine at RBC Wealth Management.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of Capital Markets LLC, privately serving Quad Cities investment needs since 1922, member NYSE, SIPC, FINRA.
To celebrate the launch of the luxurious Grand Celebration cruise ship, Holiday Cruise Line is giving away 500 free, that's right, free Caribbean cruises today to Grand Bahamas Island. Your cruise features 5 outdoor pools and jacuzzis, 11 restaurants and bars, a thrilling casino, luxurious spa and wellness center, a 950-seat live performance center featuring some of the most popular music that you hear on the radio, plus 6 meals a day featuring beef Wellington and prime rib, sesame grilled tuna, sea bass, and a breakfast you won't believe. Remember, your luxury Bahamas cruise is free if you call now. Your only cost is a small port fee, adult beverages, and taxes. Just call now, 1-855-383-3779. That's 1-855-383-3779. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free, so call now. 1-855-383-3779. That's 1-855-383-3779.
8:17 a.m. Quad Cities at News Talk 1420 WOC. Dan and Dan, we are chatting with U.S. Senator Grassley, of course, here from the great state of Iowa. Senator Grassley, the Senate just proposed and actually voted to advance giving President Obama's giving him fast track trade authority. It was good plan, good thing to do, and why are so many people still opposed to this?
Well, I think there's a lot of misinformation. First of all, Congress has the power to regulate trade. It's one of our 18 powers. And I think people, right now we're talking about legislation just asking the president to negotiate, because Congress can't negotiate with 12 other countries. So we're asking the president to do it the same way we've done it several times since World War II. And we're doing it under strict guidelines, so the president can't just willy-nilly negotiate anything he wants to. And then when it's all negotiated, it comes back to the Congress for our approval because that's where the constitutional authority is. And then people hear, well, it's secret negotiation. Yes, the negotiations are secret because the United States isn't stupid enough to tell the rest of the world what our negotiating position is, and no other country's that stupid either. But for people to say it's secret and so that's bad, well, it's going to be totally transparent once the agreement is signed because it's going to be on the Internet for the whole world to read before it goes into effect. And then why do you want to have trade agreements? Because the rest of the world has much higher tariffs than what the United States have. We have 1.6% tariff on average. Some countries we're dealing with have 400% tariff on some of their agriculture products. So obviously reducing tariffs levels the playing field so we can export more, create more jobs, and export-related jobs pay 18% above the national average. So to me, it's just a winner any way you look at it. And some people say, well, it's going to export jobs overseas. There's not a single company that if they wanted to go overseas and manufacture, they could go right now, trade agreement or no trade agreement.
I guess I understand that. Do you understand why people are a little weary or leery anyway? Because, you know, when you're hearing how other legislators, if you want to read the agreement, you want to read any of this stuff, you have to go to the secret room in the basement of the Capitol, and you can't take. That makes people a little nervous when they hear things like that.
But let me clarify that. I could go read that, but why would I waste my time reading an agreement that's not even complete? It isn't negotiated yet. Parts of it are negotiated, but anything's not final until everything's final. So we've still got a lot of negotiation to do. So wait and read the document when it's on the Internet so everybody else can read it. That's what I'm going to have to vote on. That's what I'm going to make a decision to vote yes or no.
Now, before you have to run, talk a little bit about the tightened security for the green card program.
Oh, well, a green card is one form of immigration. The other one is H-1B. Well, they're kind of tied together because eventually H-1Bs could get a green card. But anyway, there's threats to national security. In it. It's not serving the program it was supposed to serve. We have people, you know, it's mostly for professional people. Let's say like engineers that come over. We don't have enough engineers. We import engineers. But we've had people come in under the H-1B program and end up not doing the job they were brought over here to do, running a laundromat. Or you have people, they're supposed to pay the prevailing wage. So people are brought in under H-1B to the state of Maine where the wages are low, but the company there farms them out to New York City. So we're not against the H-1B program. We're for reforming the H-1B program so it serves the purpose it was intended to serve that has existed for the last 22 years.
Well, we do appreciate you taking time to join us. We love it when you do it, and you're welcome here anytime, Senator Grassley. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Goodbye. Thank you very much. I'll be with you whenever you want me.
All right. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley joining us this morning here on AM Quad Cities.